So I'm going to talk about the second component that teachers are going to use with children, but it's a parallel process.
Yes.
So maybe it's a both and to keep with our theme. All right. But then we might go into a little different. So the idea, one of the my biggest passions is something called positive descriptive acknowledgement, or otherwise known as PDA. Or PDA plus, and that comes out of the work that I did with West Ed in terms of the teaching pyramid. It's the antidote to praise. And if you want more information about it, you can go to my website and I have articles there. But just in a nutshell, the idea is that we acknowledge children for their efforts. And so this the way that we talk about this is saying things like, Andre and Eloise are cleaning up all the art supplies for everyone. You two are being so respectful. So that's a PDA plus. You're just using objective descriptive language, being the camera and showing children what you see. You're not doing any value judgments. You're not adding anything in. Now we can use that for children and that helps develop focal attention because they tune into what they're doing, but also that non-judgment, loving kindness, compassion for self and others, because they're starting to develop this internal narrative of I'm a respectful person. I clean up, I help my classroom community. And then that is like resilience promoting. That's a protective factor for when they get in a stressful situation and they're like, well, I'm a respectful person. Oh, I'm going to act in a respectful way. So to avoid that dissonance. Well, we can do the same thing as adults. We can scan throughout the day to self-monitor, to acknowledge our own efforts. Because goodness knows, I was a teacher, we don't have our supervisors coming in quite often giving us PDAs, right? So this is, again, going up to management where we have to teach them to come in and actually do that instead of just directions and corrections. But I encourage teachers to do it for themselves. Scan for what's going well in the classroom. And then scan for what your role is in that. Oh my gosh, so a lot of times teachers will say to me, I got such a great group of kids. And I'll say, you know what? What's your role in that?
Right.
And then that's PDA. And that serves as a protective factor for us as an adult. It's not just that I got a great group of kids. It's that I'm creating this environment that is actually promoting the ability for children to be integrated. And that helps me be integrated. And then the emotional literacy and the emotional regulation piece that I talked about earlier, referred to, that we really need to be validating children's emotions, asking them to talk about their emotions, point to their emotions, scaffolding their emotions, depending on their ability, to be able to help them enter into the world of knowing the mind. Knowing what my emotions are, when we're aware of something, we can work with it. That's the whole thing about this attention, is it brings things into our awareness so we can work with them. Something's outside of our awareness, we're not able to work with it, but it still works on us. So I also promote that in teachers. What's your emotional literacy? What's your emotional regulation strategy? Because literacy and regulation equal emotional intelligence. And this is the place where most of us as adults are really lacking, and it's not our fault. The era that we grew up in, we didn't spend a lot of time talking about emotional intelligence. You know, thank goodness for Daniel Goleman, because I never even heard that phrase until Daniel Goleman wrote his book. And so we just were more, got the messages of like, don't be sad, don't be mad, move on, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, we don't want to do that because emotions are energy and they can wreak havoc on us. So when I see a teacher that's burned out, that's dejected, that's in this flat state, it's typically emotions are wreaking havoc. And so I can help them with emotional literacy skills and then emotional regulation skills. So we don't want things like drinking too much, not sleeping, you know, over-exercising. There's a lot of strategies we use as adults to regulate our emotions that aren't healthy. So I don't do therapy with teachers. They can come for therapy. That's different, but just basic putting the oxygen mask on yourself strategies, because you're the nurturer. We want to nurture the nurturer.
Yeah. And it's even like what we've talked about before, that self-awareness of certainly of your strength and your superpowers, but also that awareness of that shark music, because that's, again, once I'm aware of that, that's what's bugging me or grating on me or leading me to react instead of respond or putting me in autopilot, then I can do something about it. But until I'm self-aware, I'm just going to keep going around the same loop.
Absolutely. And the difference between attention and awareness is just really quickly, if you want to, if you're not driving, you can think about an exercise to show you what difference is between the two. So right now, just move your attention as if you're holding a book in front of your face, to put your attention there. And then you can move your attention to the middle of the room. And then move your attention to the far end of the room. And now move your attention back to the book. So that's your attention. You moved it book, middle, far. Awareness is what you noticed when you looked at that book, what you noticed when you went into the middle of the room, and what you noticed when you went to the far end. And so if you were using focal attention, you started to actually notice and become aware of what was in front of you, but then you might notice the quality, you might notice it's dirty, you might notice it needs to be moved. We're having an awareness about it. So a lot of times when people have been through trauma, when they start to notice something and it becomes agitating, they shift their attention, they shift out, they don't stay there, they can't be still with that. And it happens with a lot of teachers, is they can't be still with that. You know, we just can't be still with what I'm attending to something, but the awareness is too scary. It's too overwhelming. And same with children